Dupree, Billy Joel,
Samantha and Buzz. And if you missed that announcement, yes, $1,000 Minute is moving to two times a show starting Monday.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, 7:45 and 8:45. And everybody gets an invite to the Deer Fontana Casino for the $1,000 Minute Live. That's why I've moved into the Chrome showroom.
Yeah, we're doubling it.
Have all the people.
Bigger party.
Awesome, can't wait.
Stampeders on XL.
Well, I'm on my way to the city lights, to the pretty face that shines her light on the city nights. And I gotta catch a noon train, I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman. On the banjo and me, we got a few for singing. Yeah, yeah. Bon, c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 bon. So long, bon.
CFXL Calgary, home to XL Mornings with Samantha and Buzz.
where do we go now?
Oh, where do we go now? Where do we go?
What's Buzz brought to you by Trail Appliances? Go to trailappliances.com or see them in store. It's Rubber Chicken Day. I don't know if it's like one of the play toy rubber chickens that your dog chews on or if it's like the rubber chicken that you get when you're at a banquet, but it's Rubber Chicken Day.
Okay, good. Good to know.
One sleep till the biggest hockey game of our lives, considering the politically charged era we are in. Canada, U.S. tomorrow for the Four Nations titles, taking on big meaning. All of the world is in on it. The game last Saturday night with the three fights in nine seconds. Mexico was broadcasting it. Check out the Spanish call of Connor McDavid's goal screaming down the right wing in the first period.
Propio, cuidado, arriba, fuera, venido, arriba, gol!
How good is that?
The universal language of yes.
Doesn't it remind you of Harnarayan Singh's call, Pittsburgh versus San Jose, 2015? I need to find the Spanish feed of the game tomorrow night because I just want all of that just injected right in. Most obscure fact for the Four Nations, the team which has the home dressing room, okay, is 0-6 in the tournament.
Oh.
Guess who gets home dressing room tomorrow night? Yeah, them. After a prolonged period of cold, a significant warm-up is underway. The polar vortex that's had us down in the minus 20s is moving. We're going to be jumping 30 degrees, plus 5 tomorrow. Could even see double digits by the weekend. Custodial and maintenance workers at the Calgary Board of Education and Calgary Catholic School District are serving 72-hour strike notice this morning. CUPE says they have a 94.5% strike mandate from a vote last week. They expect workers to walk out Monday morning, and then picket line locations will be announced later this week. Feds have announced the country's largest infrastructure project ever. Aalto will be the name of the high-speed rail line that they are planning from Toronto to Quebec City.
Oh, wow.
$3.9 billion in federal dollars will be spent to develop the new 1,000-kilometer high-speed rail service over the next 6 years. That would have been handy for those plane people.
I was looking to get out of Toronto, as were many others, going all directions. I checked Hamilton and London and Kitchener-Waterloo. And, you know, even, you know, for a half moment mused about the train, but I may as well just rent a car.
Sure, right?
At that point. But yeah, for anybody living through that, like a high-speed train through that corridor, it'd be so good.
I mean, if you've been to Europe and you've done it.
Yeah.
You're just like,
it's awesome.
Oh. So it'd be Toronto to Montreal in 3 hours. Right now it's about 6 and a bit to drive. Have you seen that sports action commercial, that lottery commercial, where they get people to smack talk people from other cities in Canada? And the guy from Ottawa says to Toronto, it's like you drive an hour in Toronto and you're still not even in Toronto.
It's true.
It's totally true.
When I was talking to you on Monday morning or Tuesday morning, I was standing in a hotel room overlooking the 401, remembering what it was like to do that every morning, just looking at the traffic.
So the Deerfoot's nothing.
No.
Imagine the Deerfoot, like when there's an accident.
On steroids,
all the way to Irocana or, sorry, Innisfail or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just like forever and a day.
Yeah.
Forecast today, lots of sunshine, minus 13. We're going to warm up. Tomorrow we'll go above zero and then sevens and eights and maybe 11s, maybe 24.
It's not going to be 24. Stop saying that.
Maybe 11 by Monday.
We'll Here's see. The number. 29 days to the first day of spring. Carry on.
All right. Minus 27 right now. Honeymoon Suite on XL 103.
XL103.
Celebrate the music and career of one of the greatest singer-songwriters of all time, Tom Petty. Join Juno Award winner Clayton Bellamy and his band for an evening of gripping stories and hit songs in the unforgettable production, The Legendary Life of Tom Petty, a live concert and multimedia experience that will take you on a journey from Petty's humble beginnings to becoming one of rock and roll's greatest icons. The Legendary Life of Tom Petty, June 7th, Calgary's Jubilee Auditorium. Tickets at Ticketmaster.ca.
It's July 15th. Dust is settled. Busted your partner and asked whose bed have your boots been under. You need the reinforcements.
I'm Jeff Kahane of Kahane Law.
I need help knowing what to do and what not to do in separation and divorce.
Ma'am, Kahane Law helps with knowing your rights. Get your separation agreement drafted by real lawyers.
Run him out of town, lawman.
My pleasure.
When life happens, trust Kahane Law. Lawyers who get it.
Visit KahaneLaw.com.
Itching to head outside as the weather warms up? Just remember, when it's 0 degrees and above, you and your pets aren't the only ones active. For the health of the whole family, make sure you're offering your dog or cat the protection they need. Talk to your veterinarian about all-in-one options today and visit NextGuard.ca for some great savings. That's NextGuard, N-E-X-G-A-R-D.
Looks like I'm staying in this weekend. Again.
Not me. I'm going to be working on my tan.
What? It's freezing out.
Not down south. I got a great deal from Sella Vacations, and there's one for you, too. With sun packages up to 50% off to Mexico, the Dominican Republic, Cuba, or Jamaica.
No wonder you've been in such a good mood.
Hard not to be when I'm headed to my happy place. Give winter the cold shoulder and save today. Contact your local travel expert or visit SellaVacations.com.
More Albertans choose EasyMax for electricity and natural gas than any other retailer. Sign up today at EasyMax.ca or call 310-6010 and join your neighbors across the province that trust EasyMax for their electricity and natural gas. Terms and conditions apply. Customers are free to purchase natural gas services or electricity services from a retailer of their choice. For a list of retailers, visit ucahelps.alberta.ca or call 310-4822, toll free in Alberta.
Is a community simply a name on a map, or where you feel you truly belong? With six thoughtfully planned Calgary and area communities, Brookfield Residential is creating the best places to call home. Learn more at brookfieldbelong.ca.
Celebrating a bachelorette bash, birthday party, girls' night out, or just want to feel a little heat in your life? Let your inner flirt out as each sexy performer charms you with his seductive moves. Enjoy games with the guys, prizes, and cheeky humor all night long. Body heat will leave you screaming for more. March 21st at Pier Casino Calgary. This is where the action is. Tickets at showpass.com.
Heating woes? Call the pros at Tip Top Plumbing and Heating. We provide professional white glove service and exceptional experience. And right now, get 15% off furnace replacements. Call 403-931-2900 for Tip Top Service Guaranteed.
XL 103 Traffic.
Good morning. Left lane's blocked northbound Deerfoot after Glenmore. About 10 minutes of delays through there. A right lane's blocked on southbound 68th Street at eastbound 32nd Ave up in the northeast. We're seeing a collision now off to the right shoulder, but still some delays. Southbound Stoney on the east end, south of 16th Ave. That's in the northeast. Left lane's blocked on southbound McLeod Trail, south of 25th Ave near 28th with a collision. Seeing another collision still 52nd Street at New Brighton Gate or Mackenzietown Boulevard with closures westbound, eastbound, and southbound. A right lane's blocked on southbound Sarcee, south of Bow Trail with a collision, and westbound Canyon Meadows Drive at Bow Bottom. You'll find something off to the right shoulder now. Need more power and efficiency in your lineup? Meet the 2025 Honda CR-V Hybrid with rates from 2.49%. Visit prairiehonda.ca. With XL 103 Traffic, I'm Helene Hickens.
This is XL Mornings with Samantha and Buzz.
It's a big reunion show this morning. Samantha and I haven't seen or talked in like 3 weeks.
Getting caught up.
Yeah. You in late last night after all the drama in Toronto, so this is our first show back together.
Yeah.
So we weren't together for Valentine's Day.
No.
So I need to do a humble brag because, okay, frankly, I'm usually a dumb man. And so I need to tell you what I did for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Mostly because my wife didn't for Valentine's Day.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Valentine's Day, Zachary and I take off to Vancouver for a week. We went down, my mom and dad are out of town. We went skiing. We went to shows.
You just stay at their place when they're gone,
yeah,
right?
So we went down there. And so we got to use their car and it was awesome. So Zachary and I were in Vancouver for a week. Jen and Charlie were here. They have overlapping holidays because of the teachers convention and stuff like that. So it just made sense for us to split up.
Mm-hmm.
We were away for Valentine's Day. So we were not together for Valentine's Day.
Okay. Same as us. We're in different cities.
All right. What did you do for Rick?
Nothing.
Oh, really?
But we don't buy for Valentine's Day.
You know what?
We don't do, but we go out. Like we'll probably go out Friday night. But we do that anyway. We like to hang out.
Now we don't do anything for Valentine's Day. But that means you'd better do something.
Okay. Got it.
So I got her a card.
Yeah.
I got her favorite chocolate bar, Bounty chocolate bars. I got the mini bite size, like
coconut.
A big bag of them.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I got some Hershey's Kisses.
Yeah.
And I put them in a box. And I gave it to Charlie. And I said, listen, on Valentine's Day, pull this out, give it to your mother. Oh, and I also got a gift card for the new keg that opened in West Hills.
Oh, yeah.
And made a reservation. Charlie said it would be weird to go to Valentine's Day dinner with his mom. So I made it for the next day.
I agree.
So I made it for Saturday.
Good. Yeah.
So I got her a dinner reservation. I got her a card. I got her chocolates. And
yes.
I had it a week ahead of time. So it was sitting there and it was ready on Valentine's Day.
Are you mad that you didn't get anything?
Well, no, you know what? Sometimes, you know,
No,
I'm not. Because sometimes it's better to have the higher ground when the other person doesn't do something. And then you get to go, you get to hold it over them for an extended period of time.
You're supposed to lord things over people. No.
So Jen did get me a card.
Yeah.
And you know what I got on Valentine's Day was a photo of the card.
Okay.
After she got her present in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then a photo of the receipt to say, look, I didn't just buy this today. I got it last week. I forgot to give it to you. So she thought, but
she
didn't plan all the way. She didn't follow through.
Well,
and so I get to lord it over.
She's busy. You were on holidays. She's busy working.
Wasn't that good? I didn't need to get Sam-splained. I did it all on my own.
Good job.
You're listening to XL Mornings with Samantha and Buzz. May cause nausea and uncontrollable eye rolls.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Anthony Cage, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A built-in remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. And it's an invitation you can't take. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatin. To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China, but down to Geisha Minor. Then again, incidentally, in me that way. Because she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class. You're absolutely right. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite.
insatiable an appetite.
What a try!
With Samantha and Buzz and Queen. 25 after 8, it is Tuesday. We're going to warm up to minus 13 today and then above zero for the rest of the week. So Sam's back because she was in Toronto, got stuck in that crash with the plane, delayed. And
I had actually, so I had just arrived at the airport, like right when it happened, and they were doing this big, big masculine announcement, the big deep voice guy going, all inbound and outbound.
All inbound and outbound.
Flights have been suspended.
Yeah.
And because they stopped, people weren't going through security. They stopped accepting baggage.
Wow.
They shut all the lines down. They're like, go over to where your airline is and wait for further instruction.
Can I say that I was watching like CBC News World and CNN flipping back and forth for it. And I knew you were at the airport, mm-hmm. and they were looking for eyewitnesses.
Yeah.
And I was waiting to see you from your laptop sitting in a lounge because they had buddy with hockey hair and like a 25-year-old kid, right?
Yeah.
He had the dirty little mustache and the hockey hair and a big Canada hat on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, and I was going over here and... Just a total bro.
So Canadian.
And yeah. And so I was just like, I wanted to text you and say,
where's
Samantha?
Sam? Go over there and get
note.
On TV.
You know people in Toronto media. Get in there and just be on CBC. We now go to Samantha Stevens, eyewitness of the accident.
Yeah.
And you could have said everything. Well, you didn't get it. Yeah. No cameras or nothing.
No, I actually didn't. I didn't see any media. I did see a lot of official security folks. And there were, you know, a ton of people from CATSA. There were some police there.
Yeah.
But I didn't see any media because it had just happened.
Right.
Like,
see? Eyewitness news.
Also, I have a on the scene. Location.
Yeah.
On the scene. No.
So no, I was there at that moment, but yeah, I suspect that lots of people were interviewed after the fact.
Have you ever been involved in like a big news thing or interviewed on the news as a
not on
concerned
purpose.
Citizen?
Well, no, I didn't. I shouldn't have done it because it was for my own station and I didn't know the person that was doing it. So because the TV station was so separate from the radio station,
yeah.
And I took the elevator down to the lobby of the building that we were all in, and they were doing the thing at the bottom of the escalator asking people's opinion on something. Dude stopped me and I was like, oh yeah, blah, 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 blah. And then I carried on walking. And they had to pull the clip. They're like, she works here. You can't put her on the news.
So I'm thinking of like do you remember the one when Jerome Iginla was playing in Boston?
Yeah.
And it snowed a lot and it was Iggy and it just like pushed guy out of in his car. It's like,
really?
Helpful citizen.
Yeah.
It's like, what the heck?
Have you?
I was in Vegas when Tupac was murdered.
Okay.
I wasn't near the... I had landed and I had like, got stuck in traffic, wasn't on the news for it. But that was the closest I've been to a big event.
Rick has been a couple of places. They were in New York City. They'd gone to see the Letterman show.
Yeah.
Right at the release of the Rodney King verdict.
Oh, jeez.
When everything went sideways.
Right.
And he was also in London when one of the subway bombings occurred. And
jeez,
so,
but not he, traveling with Rick anymore.
I know, he's pretty dangerous. No, but he was working for the sports station, which was connected to the news station, and he did news as well. So he called and was basically on holidays, but he was reporting for the Toronto station covering the London bombing. But,
holy cow.
Yeah.
On the text of 403-736-1031, and this is Les Nessman with Eyewitness News. And
you said that, you're funny.
But I want to know if anybody else has been there, and then what they put on your key underneath
concerned
your name.
Concerned citizen.
Because it's just, you know, it's, yeah, concerned citizen or saw the plane.
Attractive eyewitness.
Right? Here's one of the guys, attractive. Here's one of the guys describing getting off.
Seemed pretty organized. Didn't seem like too... Everyone, like, got off in a pretty orderly fashion. It didn't seem too insane once like the plane had stopped and everyone realized for the most part they were okay because no one was seriously injured.
See, that could have been you, Samantha. Here's Peter Carlson. Here's another guy who was.
So do they just have their first and last names, or do they have like, Delta passenger?
It was on the plane.
The 1 minute you're landing, kind of waiting to see your friends and your people, and the next minute you're physically upside down and just really turned around. But it sounded, I mean, it was just cement and metal.
Yeah.
Right?
Must have been so terrifying.
I bet.
Yeah. It is so fun to see somebody that you know in the news. That is kind of exciting.
I know. I was waiting for you.
Yeah.
One.
Sorry. So.
Bronco 4x4, 1500 on the flex, 84-month finance, 5% APR plus tax. Bronco Big Ben, $199 every couple of weeks. Includes maintenance until 2027, 7 days a week at your house or in our dealership. $199 for a Bronco 4x4 includes the no tariff guarantee. Lots of selection now, but if you want to order for spring and you know who puts a new tariff on, Northstar Ford will pay it for you. He ain't going to do it to automobiles. And if I'm wrong, it's my problem, not yours. Offer ends March 1st and only at Northstar Ford. The way the playing game of chicken experience should be.
At Cora, we know that families that agree on everything...
Obviously.
No.
Yeah.
Don't exist. At least not until now. With the new Dish to Share at Cora. Get something everyone can agree on. Finally.
Take your pick from omelets, waffles, pancakes, and meats served on a plate to share. Perfect for getting along, right?
Totally.
Yep.
On until April 6th in dining rooms, takeout, and delivery. I do breakfast at Cora Breakfast and Lunch with the new Dish to Share.
Have fun at Casino Days. Play thousands of games, including slots, tables, live games, and jackpots. Join the fun at Casino Days. No purchase necessary. Open to all players 18 years and older. Free to play. Please enjoy responsibly.
The Gentleman Frost. When your plumbing or your heating needs a pro, or your electrical needs someone in the know, give the Gentleman a call, cause you know we fix it all. We'll be sure to make it right before we go. You'll love our quick response and helpful style. It's easy, all you have to do is dial. Friendly people you can trust, leave the dirty work to us. The Gentleman Pros make you smile. The Gentleman Pros make you smile.
The Thunder is coming to Edmonton. Rockin' Thunder, July 11th and 12th, be at the inaugural show featuring Def Leppard, Weezer, and Stone Temple Pilots. Plus, Joan Jett, Brett Michaels, Sam Roberts, The Troops, and more. Rockin' Thunder is coming to Exhibition Lands Racetrack for two unforgettable nights. Tickets at rockinthunderfest.com.
Your cell phone is ringing and you don't recognize the caller. And with your debt, fear starts to creep in. But you don't have to live like this. Visit wecanhelp.ca. Alan Marshall and Associates are government-regulated, licensed insolvency trustees who can help provide solutions to your debt problems. Depending on the circumstances, they can relieve up to 25, 50, 75% or more of your debt. Alan Marshall and Associates. Visit wecanhelp.ca to find an office near you.
From the casinos of Vegas to the bingo halls of Leduc, everybody wants a piece of lady luck. And what thanks do I get? It's like I don't even...
There's no such thing as luck. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit gamesenseab.ca.
Steve at Green Fox Windows here, and I want to talk to you about window warranties. Every single window company has warranties that sound wonderful, until you take a closer look at the fine print. I mean, when you hear 25-year warranty, you naturally assume that everything is covered for 25 years, right? Nope, not even close. In most cases, the 25-year warranties actually only cover workmanship for 2 to 5 years, not 25. And they actually only cover the glass itself for 1 or 2 years, not 25. At Green Fox Windows, when we say 25-year warranty, here's what we mean. Everything about your window, from glass to seals to installation to workmanship, everything is 100% covered for 25 full years, period. No loopholes, no exceptions, no fine print, no hoops to jump through. Just 25 full years of continuous, uninterrupted, worry-free warranty coverage. If that sounds good to you, call Green Fox Windows at 1-800-232-9454 or find us online at greenfoxwindows.ca. That's 1-800-232-9454 or find us online at greenfoxwindows.ca.
XL 103 traffic.
Hey, lots of delays and collisions out there. Eastbound on Parkdale Boulevard in the northwest, there's been a collision at 29th Street. Southbound Shaganappy before 32nd Ave, reports of a collision. Eastbound on 17th Ave, a collision near Crowchild Trail. Southbound on 68th Street over in the northeast, there's a collision at 32nd Ave. We're getting reports of a collision on the ramp, northbound Deerfoot to Seton Boulevard, and still seeing that collision, 52nd Street at New Brighton Gate or McKenzie Town Boulevard. There's also two left lanes blocked on southbound McLeod Trail coming out of the downtown with a collision at 25th Ave. And northbound McLeod Trail after 162nd Ave, two left lanes blocked there. It's busy. Southbound Sarcee at Bow Trail, still seeing a right lane blocked. Visit Shoppers Drug Mart today for the bonus redemption event and get more for your PC Optimum points. In-store and online, restrictions apply. With XL 103 traffic, I'm Pauline Higgins.
Good morning.
You're listening to XL Morning with Samantha and Buzz. So Samantha was in Toronto for the big plane crash, didn't get on the news, was watching, really hoping that you were.
You're hoping I was going to be there?
Really hoping.
We do, though, have a concerned mom on the line, though.
Celine, why were you on the news as concerned mom?
Well, over 30 years ago now, when my oldest boy was only 4 months old, I had placed him in the Jolly Jumper, the original Jolly Jumper, oh, the little blue harness thingy, and it had that metal A-frame. And I hooked him up to the top of the A-frame, and he loved to bounce in that thing. He was quite exuberant, and at one point, he launched himself off of the A-frame.
Oh, no.
And a good, like, 6 feet away, like, that thing has
oh, my God.
A good spring. He screamed, cried. I was terrified. Turns out the S-hook, the metal S-hook that actually attached the top of the spring to the top of that A-frame setup was not sufficient enough to keep it in place. It was kind of open. So, of course, eventually, yeah, that hook would come undone. And it did. So I contacted Jolly Jumper Canada about it. Long distance call back then, over 30 years ago. I had to pay for that call. They dismissed me.
Yeah.
Right.
I was upset. Mm-hmm. So I actually called, I can't remember if it was CFCN or CFAC at the time, but Tony Tai, the guy who was going after people.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He was great. So I they put me in touch with him and I explained it. And he said, I'm coming out to your place. So he brought a cameraman and he interviewed me and my son as well, Cody. So Cody was a star at 4 months old. Aww. We explained what had happened, and he then took, and it aired in Calgary, so lots of people saw us, and my name was Concerned Mom.
But
end result was he went to bat for me with Jolly Jumper Canada, and of course, faced with a news agency coming after them. They apologized. They ended up doing a national recall for
assembly. Changing the world.
You're helping people.
Yeah. So that was kind of a cool thing. We got a new Jolly Jumper and a $100 gift certificate to be used on any of your other products.
Nice. Call Tony Tai with your plane issue, Samantha. You can be concerned passenger.
Or
get Celine to call. Concerned Mom is worried about her friend.
Looking for refund. That's what
All right, thanks a lot, Celine.
No worries.
Yeah, so many other texts about people who are around for like big events and stuff. Bradford says they were in New York the night
Bin Laden.
Yes, was killed.
Oh,
said
gosh.
We thought they loved to party on Sunday. The next day when we flew home, Subway was empty and ominous. And the airport was full of dogs and police.
Oh, wow.
Right?
How about, do you want me to read this one?
I haven't seen this one yet.
This is, there's no name to it. When it comes to being close to major events that are happening in your particular area, back in the 90s, my friends and I were at West Edmonton Mall going on the rides at Fantasyland, and we happened to be riding the roller coaster a few times. The one that we were on happened to be yellow. The other one was blue. When we left the mall, we took a taxi, went back to my friend's house before I had to go home. And by the time we'd gotten to her house, the accident, remember the accident?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
The
coaster killed those people. It had gone off the rails already. It was on the news. So quite obviously, this accident happened immediately after we got off that coaster. Freaks me out to this day.
And the one that crashed was yellow, which was the one that they were on.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Concerned roller coaster aficionado.
Right, jeez, that's terrifying.
You're listening to XL Mornings with Samantha and Buzz. Action figures sold separately.
Dass du was von sowas kommt. 9 months ich Jahre Krieg, ließ und keinen Platz für Sieger, Kriegsminister gibt's nicht mehr und auch keine Düsenflieger. Heute zieh ich meine Runden, seh die Welt in Trümmern liegen, hab einen Luftballon gefunden, denk an dich und lass ihn.
Gonna warm up today, minus 13. That's a warm up. Tomorrow we'll get above zero, plus 5. It's Michael on XL 103.
XL Mornings with Samantha and Buzz, powered by Deerfoot Inn and Casino. Don't miss American Rock Legends Tribute, Saturday, February 22nd. Tickets at deerfootinn.com. We're fun.
The odds of being struck by lightning are less than 1 in 1 million. But when you hear this sound, you're probably heading indoors in a hurry. But did you know that the odds of getting shingles are 1 in 3 if you've had chicken pox? Why leave it up to chance? Ask your healthcare professional about Shingrix.
The Shingrix vaccine helps protect adults against shingles. 100% protection not guaranteed. Adverse reactions may occur. Visit Shingrix.ca.
Breaking news!
Crazy Diamond Johnny's year-end clearance sale is on now with insane savings! 50% off! No hooks, no catches, just 50% off everything in store!
25% off consignment!
Find Crazy Diamond Johnny today in the South Center Executive Tower! Power!
Fresh snow means perfect skiing conditions, but not so perfect roads. Whiteouts, blizzards, ice. Drive with confidence this winter, knowing CSN Collision is there if you need them. They're your reliable source for expert auto body repairs, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. So if winter roads are taking a toll on your vehicle, turn to the team at CSN. Visit csncalgary.com to find your nearest location.
Bet99.net.
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 Bet99.net. Elevate your experience with the best free-to-play casino games and strategies at Bet99.net.
Bet99.net.
Long live the underdog. Bet99.net. Free online casino gaming. What was that again?
Bet99.net.
Canadian owned and Canadian trusted. Play responsibly. Free play only. Website 19 plus.
What's behind the Blue Cow Quality Milk logo?
Proud Canadian dairy farmers.
Is Canadian milk produced to high standards?
You bet.
And what about sustainable farming practices?
It's our commitment.
We're behind the Blue Cow logo.
Dairy Farmers of Canada.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
I don't want to say I'm a big deal, but I am a superhero. I love helping people consolidate their debts, and that's what I did for the Smiths. I took their bills and zoom! Wa-bam! Pow! Zap! Turn them into one low monthly payment. No, the sound's not necessary, but it's part of the fun.
Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Many people suffer from anxiety and depression. They feel an immense sense of despair. I'm Nainish Kotak, and at Kotak Law, we help clients who have been denied long-term disability. Often, insurance companies deny disability claims on the basis that there's insufficient medical evidence. We fight for your right to receive the compensation you deserve. If you've been denied long-term disability, don't give up. Visit KotakLaw.com today.
Your long-term disability firm, Kotak Law.
XL 103 Traffic brought to you by Calgary Co-op Gas Stations. Members earn 6 cents a liter at all 37 Calgary Co-op gas stations. Fuel up and save.
CFXL FM, a Stingray radio station. Download the free Stingray music app and listen to XL 103.
With DoorDash, dash that delicious whenever a craving hits. Dash that late night burger and that lunchtime lox. Dash that post-workout protein and that poke bowl. Spring Breakaway is on now. Get up to 30% off orders of $25 or more. DoorDash. Terms apply.
Mr. Rooter travels the world.
Buongiorno, Italy. Nothing beats immersing oneself in another culture. Ooh, look at that. What an intricate design. Huh, wow. What a weird way to turn on the shower. OMG, a dedicated porcelain bidet. Do I try it? Well, when in Rome... Oh, my. This beats that robot toilet in Japan.
All plumbing roads lead to Mr. Rooter.
Discover affordable living in Seton with Brightside Townhomes by Brookfield Residential, starting from just the mid-200s. For a limited time, enjoy no condo fees for 1 year. Don't miss out. Visit brightsidebybrookfield.com today.
XL 103 Traffic.
Hey, final check out there, and it's really busy. There's a couple collisions up in the northeast at 32nd Ave, one southbound on 52nd Street in the left lane, and one southbound on 68th Street in the right lane. Westbound on 17th Ave at Deerfoot Trail, the right lane's blocked with a collision, and if you're coming off the ramp from northbound Deerfoot to Seton Boulevard, there's a collision. We're also getting reports of an eastbound collision on 17th Ave at Crowchild Trail in the left lane. There's a collision 194th Ave at Chaparral Drive. Two left lanes are blocked on northbound McLeod Trail after 162nd Ave down in the southeast, and two left lanes are blocked on southbound McLeod Trail, south of 25th Ave as you come out of the downtown. Still seeing that collision, 52nd Street at New Brighton Gate, and southbound Sarcee Trail at Bow Trail in the right lane. February 22nd, Canadian Tire Jumpstart Charities celebrates 20 years with Game Day, a free family fun event at the Winsport Arena. Secure a spot at jumpstartgameday.ca with XL 103 Traffic. I'm Pauline Higgins.
Yes,
XL Mornings with Samantha and Buzz. Let's end it on a good note.
Well, the whole team was back together this morning. And you know what? It feels like just the two of us coming in is one part of it. But everybody else on the text is like, we've come into work. I mean, we have come into work, but you all work with us.
Yes.
And sharing the conversations with the text is like we're catching up with friends over the past couple of weeks.
Totally.
And it's been so great.
Yeah, and especially thanks to Cowboy Brian, who stopped by before 6:30 this morning and dropped off something special. So Brian's wife, Pam, passed away from cancer. And he does an awful lot of things in her memory all the time, including baking stuff for people. So her favorite thing was pumpkin spice.
Nice.
And he said this recipe came up, and we'd been talking about these pumpkin brownies.
Pumpkin brownies,
right?
Yes.
And he said it came up on her death anniversary. So he goes, well, this is the third pan that I've made. I ate the first two. So.
Oh, so
Brian,
so sweet.
You're so sweet, and we love how you honor your wife's memory, and she'll forever be pumpkin spice Pam to us, okay?
Oh, there we go. Yeah. And we call him Cowboy Brian, because remember when they had the rodeo out there, was it Strathmore?
Yeah.
And he went out and
raised money and rode the bull and got his ass kicked. He's a real cowboy.
So that's all good from us. Have a great day, everybody. It's going to warm up a bit, and we'll see you all again tomorrow.
You're listening to XL Mornings with Samantha and Buzz. Yay! Batteries not included.
All right. Burn blue on the street, blue sink and bleed under sky, so smoky blue-green. I can't foresee a Dixie did she, so we dance the sidewalk clean. My memory is muddy, what's this river that I'm near? New Orleans is sinking, man, and I don't want to swim. What's wrong? What's going on? Can't tie yourself up for a deal. He said, I know this sound. Shut your big mouth. You gotta do what you feel is real. Ain't got no picture postcards. Ain't got no souvenirs. My baby, she don't know me when I'm thinking about those years.
XL FM Calgary is our maiden name, but now we go by XL 103.